For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
John, what's the duck situation look like down there?
I don't know where to begin.
Oh, man. I knew it.
Well, I went down there. She was up here. I thought that she needed help finding the duck, but she already had the duck. She wasn't lingering to meet me or to say thank you. She was hanging around to collect.
Money?
Because her services are not free.
How much does she want?
I gave her $12.
Whoa.
Hold on 1 second. Wait.
Is she a duck person? Like,
dude, I don't know. I don't know what
just
happened.
Didn't you just tell her to put it on your bill?
I don't know what just happened.
Hold on. You got shook down.
She wasn't willing to go on the radio. She wasn't willing to be filmed. She just wanted her $12, and she left.
What's she going to do with the duck? And Drew, can you give him $12?
Yeah.
No. She said the duck, well, what she told me was that duck is a male duck, and that, due to how big he was and the type of duck she was, she said it was probably raised from a baby by humans, and it's now looking for either more humans or its reflection in the building he thinks is a flock, and that's the only reason
she's
here.
She's an idiot. She doesn't know what the hell she's talking about.
She's not a duck person.
She's not a duck. You got shanghaied by a fake duck person.
Dude, I don't know. All I know is I don't feel right taking that, but...
Drew's the duck man.
So then she said, so I was like, okay, well, thank you. Thanks for coming up here. And she's like, well, you know, my services are not free. And so.
Wait, what's she going to do with the duck?
She said she's taking the duck to a farm.
Right.
The duck is probably from this lake right back here.
Bring the duck back, bitch.
That's almost what I thought. I almost said, how about I keep my $12 and you give me my duck back?
You can keep the $12. Just bring the duck back. He obviously has a nest nearby.
Wait.
You let us steal that duck.
Everything's ruined.
Did she say the duck looked sick?
No. She said nothing is wrong with the duck. Not only is it not. She said it was very healthy and very fat.
Bring us our duck back, you fake duck bitch.
Can't believe it.
Dude, yeah.
What kind of car was she driving?
I think she was in some sort of... you want to know the weirdest thing?
Yeah.
So she was in like a transit, like one of those big van things. And she called me from upstairs and said, I already have the duck. And I looked in the back and I saw the net and I saw the cage, but I didn't even see the duck.
Company name on the van?
No.
Exactly.
Bring the duck back!
Who was she? Who'd you call? Who was
Dude,
she?
Do you have her number?
Did she have a uniform on?
I do have her number.
Did her hat have a bill?
Wait, so you're saying the $12 duck capture lady is saying somebody just dropped this duck off in our parking lot.
She's saying that duck was most likely raised by humans.
No, it was not. It's just a confused or pregnant duck.
Dude, you weren't the one who had to go face to face with the duck lady.
You dropped the ball. You let her abscond with our duck. She's going to kill the duck.
What was the option? I was going to say just leave the duck?
Yeah.
Well, I thought the problem was we don't want it lingering around the parking lot where
we
could get hit by a car.
No, we want to figure out where the duck's supposed to be. The duck wants to be by its damn... ducklings.
How does she even know it's a male?
I don't know. She's a duck lady. It's what they do.
See?
She's a fake duck lady.
Y'all wouldn't let me deal with the duck.
I would have.
You don't know what this lady. You know what she's doing. That duck's dead.
Kevin would have dealt with the duck for less than 12.
It would have been just as dead.
But you want to know what's funny? Right. Is I said, so what would you like? What would your normal compensation be? And her response was, how about a Cody's gift certificate?
So she's got a death wish.
I don't know. And then and she said, how much would an Uber ride cost from wherever she came from here? And I said, I don't know. I have $12. Does that work?
Oh, we got ducked.
Wait, and she heard this on the air, right?
A lady called saying that she knows a woman at a bird rescue and that she called and gave her a heads up that this situation was going on. So she was awaiting our call. But she did not hear it on the radio.
So do you think she's listening right now?
She might be. I've got her number.
Call her.
Oh.
Bring the duck back to the Cox Media Group building at 4th Street in St. Petersburg. Dear lady, do you know her name? Did you get her name?
Her name's Mary.
Mary, not so contrary. Bring a duck back, your blink is so hairy. Oh, gosh. Little Miss Muffet sat on the duffet eating her curds and whey. Along came Mary, she stole a duck and took him the hell away. Oh, there was an old lady who lived in a shoe. She had so many kids, Mary stole a freaking duck. Oh.
Mary stole our duck.
Yeah, that's not okay.
That's not cool.
By the way, John did make $8 on that transaction because Drew gave you $20.
It's not okay.
I'm fine. If you can get our duck back here, I'll double that money and I'll give you another $20.
How do you know it's going to be our duck?
Well, why take the duck away if the duck's perfectly healthy? Why not just drop the duck off at the lake right behind us with all the other duck friends?
I don't know.
She's not about the duck, man.
Can't ducks commingle?
Yeah. She's doing something else with this duck.
Right. And that duck was ours to protect. And we let him go for $12.
That's a shame.
That is a shame.
I want the duck back. I didn't want the duck gone. I just wanted to know what was up with the duck.
And in case people are just listening, there's been a duck that's been in our parking lot for 2 days hiding under cars. Carmen tried to chase the duck. We tried to give it water today. It just won't leave the parking lot.
Yeah, now that he's been abducted.
Hold on. Abducted. I see. That was a good one, Kevin. Is this Mary?
Yes, it is.
Did you steal our duck?
I didn't steal him. I rescued him.
He didn't need to be rescued. He was fine. We just wanted answers, Mary. Why'd you take our duck?
Because parking lots are no place for a big duck like that.
Well, what are you going to do with the duck?
He's going to go to a farm.
He doesn't want to be on a farm.
He lives right here behind our building.
Let us talk to him.
Can you put the duck on the phone?
It's not a city duck.
He is a city duck. He's got a family somewhere. Are you going to take that $12 and buy rice and vegetables and cook little quackers?
Actually, I will be buying Missouri waterfowl food. Mm.
Do you promise you're going to take good care of that duck?
Oh, yes.
Is he a boy duck or a girl duck?
He is a male.
Will he have friends where he's going?
Yes, he will have girlfriends.
Who do you work for?
I work for Shade Tree Farm Service.
And why did you come get our duck?
I'm also a volunteer with Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary. I'm their 24-hour rescue person.
Okay, so your heart is in a good place. You're not some lady who's gonna take our duck and kill our duck and eat our duck.
Oh, no. No, in fact, he's too old to be eaten.
Okay. Mary, is our duck in good shape? Is he hurt? We thought he might be hurt.
No, he's just bow-legged.
He's
feeding him. And he's a fat duck.
Oh, so probably people have been feeding him in the parking lot. And that's too bad.
So you promise us he'll be happy?
He was probably robbing food from the squirrels, because I noticed people were feeding the squirrels.
They certainly do that. And I'm sorry he was so bow-legged. Next time, lubrication, for sure. But listen.
Promise us he'll be okay.
We grew fond of the duck.
I have a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Finding them proper homes that are not eating homes.
Because the duck, it was in the parking lot acting all weird. It was hissing at people walking by. There are many Muscovy ducks that look like that.
Here's one of the facts. He is a Muscovy duck, and they don't quack. That hissing sound is him talking to you.
What's he saying?
If you notice, he also wagged his tail.
Don't kidnap me.
Yeah, he talks to you and he gets his little head down.
Yeah.
That's how they communicate.
What was he saying?
Actually being very friendly.
Aww. I knew he loved us. I knew it.
I miss him.
So when he nipped at my pant leg, he was just trying to give me a little kiss?
Yeah, that's how they greet each other.
Oh, He thought you were
a duck.
A kiss, were you, huh?
He thought I was a duck. He wouldn't be the first one to think I was a duck.
What does it mean?
Well, if you look at it from their perspective, you got big feet.
Yeah, I do.
Skinny legs.
Yep.
And when they look up, it's the belly. Oh. You look like a duck.
You're a duck! You're the duck! Thank you for your help, Mary.
Mary, you know what? At least our duck has gone to a better place. I hope that you make a good... Will you please keep... Like, every week we call up with a duck update. You named him Missouri, you said?
No, that's the food that we feed him.
Oh.
Can we call you tomorrow to check on him?
Special formulated for ducks. That gives them all their vitamins and minerals and everything else.
Sure.
Yeah.
And gets him weaned from probably the bad food diet he's been on, because he has what we call fat ass syndrome.
Which
is what is
I got
yeah,
that.
Because they they can't clear fences and they can't, you know, get out of the way of cars because they're obese.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not buying anything you're saying. No. I'm on to you, duck lady.
Mary, will you please just give us a call every day and let us know how the duck is doing? Because I just want to make sure that we have peace of mind here, because I miss the duck already.
So do I call you on the number? Uh-oh, there's another one. We have a female.
Where? Oh.
In front of Cody's.
So you're still here in the parking lot?
This lady is killing all the ducks.
My jacket. On the ground, there was a squirrel got in my truck.
It's a duckpocalypse out there.
It was in my jacket.
We got you on Facebook Live right now. Put those ducks down. What's wrong with you? You just want to eat at Cody's.
So wait, so the duck found himself a female friend out there?
Possibly they could be together.
Oh, little ducky's going to get laid.
Mary, is there any chance the duck is from right behind these apartment buildings back here? Because there's a little body
of
water.
They're all over. And when they, across the street on the other side of Fort, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
There's some of them all in the mobile home parks. And when the duck snatchers get over there, they split.
Duck
and
snatchers.
Go to all the different, you know.
Duck snatchers. What's a?
They
what,
leave that neighborhood and go to the next one over.
What's a duck snatcher?
And this whole area is just full of them.
Oh my goodness gracious!
So, but you're.
And it's not. And I mean, they're constantly getting hit and injured and.
But. Look, if you go out and turn into this apartment complex behind Cody's, there are 100 ducks everywhere.
Yeah. Muscovies.
They're down by the. Post office and that too.
Yeah, so turn
the
duck loose.
Inundated with them.
So, are you sure the duck doesn't want to be with his friends?
Well, he'll get new friends.
Well, it's so hard to make new friends if he's anything like me.
He's not staying over there for a reason. See, the males. Yeah.
Did they kick him out of the tribe?
You know, there gets to be too many of them. And they get kicked out.
Oh, that's what I thought happened.
We call it ousting. And that's probably what happened because he's over a year old.
Okay. And then he's out there on the street trying to make a living for himself, and he might turn into a quackhead.
Right. He might get into that, what we call bird cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
Bread.
Oh.
Yeah, they get on that bread, and it's, you know, it's hard to get off that.
Come on, bread.
Cocaine.
All right, so is it okay if we call you tomorrow just to check on him to make sure he's doing well?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Mary.
How many ducks you got in the back of that truck?
Just one right now.
Right. I'm watching you now.
I'm not going after the female. She can fly. She's light enough.
Oh, yeah, it is
Ashley. I'm not worried about her.
Take
the males can't clear.
All right, because
you
the
know, to
fat
fly belly. And get hit.
Sure, I hear you.
Take care of our buddy.
Please take care of little
also,
ducky.
She may have a nest.
Oh, all right.
And I, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, when I'm traveling through this way, I may stop and keep an eye out, but.
All right, you're the defender of the ducks. At least
you guys will keep an eye out.
We will. We will.
If she hangs around a particular bush. Then I would look and see if she has a nest.
All right. We're gonna look for some nests, and please keep in touch with us. I'm going to throw you on hold so John can tell you how. Mary, thank you, and please take good care of little ducky.
I will.
Thank you, Mary. At least her heart's in a good place, I guess.
She sounds like a duck expert.
I think she's a little imbalanced.
No, she's fine.
I think she pours bird seed all over herself and lets the duck just kind of...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's up to the duck to make that decision.
727-579-1025. Sorry, these people have been holding for so long. Are you a young lady who gets hugged by your boss every day?
Are you talking to me?
I am.
Oh, I am not. I actually just called because I'm the lady. I'm the girl who called and gave you her number, and I really just wanted to confirm this duck is in no better hands, like at all.
Nope.
This woman, I've known her for a long time, and she's helped me out, believe it or not, with many bird emergencies. This duck is going to be. Is in a much better place.
Oh, I thought you said it isn't.
Yeah, I thought you said the duck is in no better place,
no,
and I was
no.
like, oh,
this
Jesus.
This woman, I mean, she does so much for birds, it's ridiculous, and honestly, she spends all her own money. She's never charged me for anything that she's helped me with, but maybe it's just because I'm a personal friend.
Must sure. be nice.
But she spent, this is Katie.
We're out $32.
Oh, Katie!
You guys know me.
Oh, Katie, yeah. Katie, okay, yeah. All right, good,
but
all right.
Let me tell you, this woman spends her own money, and she goes and collects, believe it or not, little boogie boards. And they make what's called duck islands for ducks because these Northern American ducks that are not they're used to lakes and ponds and things like that. They're not used to the intercoastal man-made waterways. So they're little ducklings hop in the water. They can't get out because they can't just walk out and they can't fly.
Can't believe you fell for this, Katie.
You
got to be stronger than that.
I'm not lying. She is.
It is a lie. It's a duck peninsula.
So many animals.
All right, we got to run, Katie. Thank you. We did way too much stuff on the board today. Be talking about ducks. All right.
Wait, is that the cut of the day now?
No, it's still that lady.
Okay.
But this duck stuff is. I smell foul play. Courtney, okay or not okay for women to take the day off for International Women's Day?
I think it's not okay. I know everybody's going to say that, but I kind of have a little bit of different reasoning. You know, back in the 70s, especially, women fought so hard to be able to work and prove themselves and prove that they were equal and And now we have all these kids in daycare every day because kids are, you know, moms are working 40 hours a week right alongside their husbands. And these kids are getting all screwed up because they don't have their parents at home. You know, women were not necessarily created equal to men, in my opinion. I believe in traditional gender roles, and
I'm going to enjoy this phone call.
women are not created equal to men?
I mean, there's so many ways you can interpret that. I just believe in traditional gender roles. I believe there's a yin and a yang, and, you know, there's a man's, you know, the foundational position on the subject as far as, like, you know, men is supposed to work. He's a hunter-gatherer, and the women is supposed to stay home and raise their children. Now, of course,
so you think working women, so what you're saying is working women are bad mothers?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Kind of sounds like that's what you're saying.
I'm speaking more generally than that. You know, there's a lot of situations where moms are working and they're doing a fine job, but I think a lot of times women put pressure on themselves to prove that they are, you know, just as good as any man in the workplace and able to do this and able to carry out 40 hours
not
and
do that?
Stay home and do the. I'm not saying that they shouldn't necessarily, but I think they need to kind of look at what they're sacrificing to prove that point.
What are they sacrificing?
I mean, as far as if they have a family with children, you know, are the kids in daycare all day? Are they not spending any time with their parents? Are they getting help with homework from their parents? Or is it with some jerk that, you know, babysitter or whoever, you know, somebody that you don't even know is raising your kids because you feel the need to prove a point?
Ask how old you are.
I'm 30.
Sad that a young lady like you would have such a horribly ignorant view of the world, but you have the right
horribly
to think that.
Ignorant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, horribly. Like, atrociously, like, makes my
you
jaw
don't believe
drop.
In
No, I really don't. I think we are created as human beings first. I think that in the outdated ideology of the 1950s, the dad went off to work and the overworked mother would try to figure out how to take care of the kids. But we've evolved to where we're all now people.
And you're pretty much a single parent, Drew, so you're doing multiple roles right now.
I play the role of mom and dad.
I completely respect you for that.
I don't
that,
care
absolutely.
If you do or not,
and
sweetheart.
I
don't care if you do or not. It doesn't mean anything to me. My point is
okay.
We're all human beings.
You don't think kids are screwed up today because the parents aren't in the home anymore?
No, I don't. I don't. I think kids okay. are no more screwed up today than they were in the past.
It's the preservatives. That's
oh,
what's
wow.
screwing the kids up.
Yeah.
I think. It's the hormones in the milk, I'm sure.
I mean, that could have something to do with it. Sure. It could have to do with the breakdown of the family structure from both sides, men and women.
That's my point. Yeah.
That's not your point. Really, you're just trying to leech onto my successful way of wording things, and you're horribly ignorant. But
does
anyway.
She have kids? Did she say?
I don't
Thank
know.
You.
She didn't say. Do you have kids?
I do not have kids.
You don't even have kids.
You have no idea what you're talking about. You have zero idea.
That's just my idea.
Okay, then don't share them with any. Usually, I tell people they should speak up.
No, I love
to share my ideas.
You should never share your ideas.
You
should remain silent.
That's really unfortunate.
You should remain silent. You should never tell grown-ups your ideas. I'll tell you the tweets I'm getting right now from people I like. From Maria at Penthouse Club, this lady is an idiot. Sarah Hurley Davis, this caller should shut up. Jinx the position. Could you please rip this bitch a new one for every woman who works her ass off and child flourish in daycare? From Kathy, can I smack this bitch, please?
Oh, boy.
You bring this
That's
out in
really
people because
extreme.
You're a horrible
people are
person.
So outraged. No. Oh, people get so outraged so easily. You should. You're telling me that I'm crazy and you're.
I didn't say you're crazy. I didn't say you're crazy. I didn't say you're crazy. You're stupid.
Sorry, okay.
Yes. There's a
I'm
big
stupid.
Difference between
okay.
ignorant and crazy. You're ignorant. You deliberately
you're
choose to be this way.
Everything I'm saying a little bit too.
Am I the only one?
Specifically, listen. I respect people that work. I respect people that are juggling all kinds of stuff. You know, there's a lot of expectations on everybody nowadays that they weren't there, you know, 50 years ago. And I totally respect that. I just believe that a lot of the, as you said, you know, breakdown of the family structure is in part due to the women's pressure to work and you know, the foundation that
in the late in the 60s and 70s.
This caller is a terrible person. The last caller is a huge C word. Wait, women can't have a passion for a career? Stop with this non-mom ignorance.
We're so outraged. What are we going to do? We're so outraged.
Nobody's outraged. Everyone just thinks you're a horrible person.
those women are outraged.
No, they're not. They think you're a horrible person. And guess what? They're right. I'll pay for a tubal ligation. Will you have a tubal ligation so you can never have kids? Because I'll pay for it.
That is okay.
I will pay for you to never reproduce. How about that?
Why?
Because you don't deserve to have children. You should not bring kids into the world with this horrible attitude that you have.
I don't
Phoebe,
have a bad
that's why
attitude
Phoebe just said
it.
You just set women
I think
back
that our
50
kids
years.
Deserve more attention. No, I just think kids deserve more attention.
You don't have kids.
Okay.
So shut
that's
up.
My idea. I didn't say.
Don't talk to grown-ups anymore with your horrible ideas.
Goodness. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. But Seth, go ahead.
I mean, I don't want her to shut up. I would like her to continue to call the show if she ever has an opinion, because you've gotten a lot of reaction today. And what else could you ask for if you're on a radio show? Yeah,
it's not outrage, by the way. People just see you for the horrible person that you are. Not horrible person. Person with horrible opinions.
You know what her opinion
is? Why are you so quick to judge and tell me that I'm horrible because I believe in
because
our children?
Because what
you're
saying is hot
garbage.
Structure. You don't.
Really?
You believe in the traditional gender roles.
I mean, I work hard. Not so much so that women need to be oppressed and, you know, anything like I'm not taking it that extreme. I'm just saying that a foundation in traditional gender roles and remembering that, you know, we are, you know, nurturers. We are the ones that are supposed to be looking after our children and making sure that they get the attention that they need.
She's a damn fool. This caller in his ignorance and crazy. Sorry, Biatch, you have no kids, and therefore your opinion sucks. She doesn't respect, she judges.
You should have specified that you don't want opinions from people without children.
Oh, no. I want your opinion. I want to know where you stand on this issue.
Obviously, you don't.
No,
I do. I'm so ignorant and I shouldn't speak.
I do.
You shouldn't.
I do. I like you. You're the cut of the day right now.
Your opinions are hot garbage, but yes, you are the cut of the day because you're that bad, not because you're that good.
You've done very well today.
You served the show well.
To entertain you guys.
Thank you. Now get out there and don't reproduce. Thank you.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Take it easy.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.